Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. You've got a week to get ready, so let's get cracking on a first-class New Year's Eve party menu. This is when you want to get in touch with your inner Pellegrino and let it all hang out. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've put together a fabulous menu for folks to try.
It's great to have people over for New Year's. I mean, certainly going out and going to see the fireworks is a great thing, but if you want to have folks over, I mean, I think it's fun to just sort of do a little bit of cooking and entertain for the holidays.
It is.
And I think that casual is better. There's no need to sit down at the dinner table for some sort of formal meal. I think making a variety of little different snacks is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you can do New Year's without caviar. I mean, I think that that's kind of sort of a symbolic food stuff that we like to celebrate big events with, especially New Year's. And the upside of that is there's so many, you know, it used to be Russia, period.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are so many countries and so many products out there that the market is becoming very price approachable.
Mm-hmm.
You can find really good caviars from actually even the West Coast, California, a variety of countries in the Middle East. And so I would get on the internet. I mean, that's, I think, the best place to source caviar these days is a variety of companies are shipping direct. And I think you go as simple as you can. I don't think it's necessary to make blinis. That's a lot of work. Quite frankly, I take a very small, like 1-inch ring mold cutter and some Wonder Bread. I mean, some white bread and
right.
just cut out little rounds and a little bit of creme fraiche or sour cream and a dollop of caviar. And you have a pretty, very upscale little snack just to get started with.
Actually, it's pretty smart because the Wonder Bread ain't going to get in the way of the flavor of the caviar.
No, it's actually a great, carrier for the caviar. There's another thing that I think, again, upscale is cool, but I think that everybody's going like more comfort-ish. Pigs in a blanket are an incredibly delightful treat. I mean, I hate to say it, but, and you can get some really high quality hot dogs these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things on the market and some really great sort of pre-made doughs, like
right.
croissant doughs or things that are sort of made in the, pre-made, they're in the freezer section or in the fridge section. And just cutting these hot dogs up and rolling them in quality pastry and then finding some quality condiments like a horseradish mustard or something that's maybe smoked ketchup, and you can make some killer pigs in a blanket.
Cool.
The other thing is deviled eggs. Like, who doesn't love deviled eggs?
I'm a fanatic.
And I think adding things like smoked salmon to your deviled egg mix and dolloping it with salmon caviar, salmon roe, makes it really attractive. And then I think there's nothing wrong with serving small sandwiches. And I think the classics, things like roasting a tenderloin and slicing it thin and getting some rolls and some horseradish cream and just making small sandwiches, or even doing like pulled pork with coleslaw on small like slider buns.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do a bunch of that stuff and tell everybody bring their favorite bottle or two of wine, I mean, it's New Year's Eve in a basket without a lot of work for you. And I think it's a fun time.
Oh, it really is, Jerry. So we're going to put these ideas on the website.
Of course.
You can try them at home. And by the way, just a question about caviar.
Yeah.
Is that reserved for the Russian product, or do all of the producers get to use that?
The word caviar?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've seen it caviar, but I'm not sure if it's protected.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we'll know what to look for.
Of course.
Okay. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.